As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Path of a Green Witch podcast. My name is Asha, and I am Andrea's assistant. I will be your host today. Andrea Brooks is the founder of the ABCK Institute, Ancient Black Civilizations and Knowledge Systems. Andrea is designing courses and a degree program that thoroughly covers the 300,000 years of human history. To tell the story of human history accurately, we emphasize the fact that Black people have been present for all 300,000 years. Other races are relatively new arrivals in human history, only emerging in the last 75,000 years. And 75,000 years ago, the first group of humans that diverged were dark-skinned Asians, so everyone was still Black. About 40,000 years ago, something happened that caused humans to develop genes for lighter skin. That is when groups of pale-skinned Asians emerge. And last to join us were pale-skinned Europeans, who are likely a subgroup of pale-skinned Asians. That's an overview of where the different races come from, but there is so much more to it. I encourage you to follow us to learn more about ancient Black civilizations and knowledge systems. ABCK Institute will have over 100 courses and a bachelor's degree as well. In this episode, we're talking about herbs, blood sugar, and the ketosis transition. I am going to share information about 7 herbs that help lower blood sugar, and I'm also going to share some personal information about Andrea, which she describes in her own words. Let's dive in. This episode came out of a conversation I had recently about how certain herbs can literally help your body burn through sugar faster. And I realized most people trying to get into ketosis have no idea about these tools that have been used for thousands of years in traditional medicine systems around the world. We're going to cover 7 powerful herbs that can support your body's transition into ketosis by helping you process glucose more efficiently. We'll talk about berberine, cinnamon, fenugreek, gymnema sylvestre, bitter melon, and ginger and turmeric. But more importantly, we're going to talk about how they work, why they work, and exactly how to use them. This isn't just theory. This is practical, evidence-based information that you can use starting today. Whether you're already doing keto, thinking about trying it, or just want better blood sugar control, this episode has something for you. I want to start today's episode with something personal. Ketosis is easy for me, like really easy. And for years, I didn't understand why. I'd hear people talk about struggling for weeks to get into ketosis, feeling terrible during the transition, the keto flu lasting forever. And my experience was completely different. I'd get into ketosis in a day or two, feel great, no issues. Turns out my thyroid goes overactive sometimes, which we'll actually talk about in a future episode. But that led me down this rabbit hole of understanding how bodies actually transition into ketosis, what's happening metabolically, and why it's different for different people. And what I discovered is that there are herbs that traditional medicine systems have been using for literally thousands of years that help your body process through glucose more efficiently. They can help speed up that transition into ketosis, or they can just help you manage blood sugar better in general. Today, we're diving deep into the science of ketosis, the herbs that support it, and exactly how to use them. This is information that most keto content completely ignores, but it's some of the most practical, useful stuff you can learn if you're interested in metabolic health. So let's talk about herbs, blood sugar, and how to work with your body instead of fighting against it. Let's get into it.
Need hope? Need healing? Need to feel whole? Aviara Hope restores your soul. Mental health, life coaching, spiritual care. Aviara Hope, we meet you there. Call Tiffany at 617-602-8530 for a free consultation. That's 617-602-8530. Aviara Hope is here to help.
Herbs that help your body burn through sugar and why that matters for ketosis. You know that afternoon crash? The one where you feel like you need a nap at 2 p.m. or you're reaching for another coffee just to stay functional? Or maybe you've noticed your energy feels like it's on a roller coaster, up and down throughout the day with no consistency. Chances are, your blood sugar is running the show. And for most of us eating the standard modern diet, our bodies are constantly dealing with waves of glucose coming in from every meal and snack. We're stuck in a cycle of burning sugar for fuel, never quite accessing the other energy system our bodies are perfectly capable of using. Fat burning, also known as ketosis. I've been hearing more people talk about ketosis lately. Doctors, researchers, even regular folks who've made the switch and felt the difference. The benefits can be remarkable: stable energy, mental clarity, better blood sugar control, and for many people, significant improvements in metabolic health. But here's what a lot of people don't realize. Getting into ketosis isn't just about eating fewer carbs. Your body has to actually work through the sugar that's already in your system first. And this is where things get interesting. Because there are herbs, plants that our ancestors knew about and used for exactly these purposes that can help your body process through glucose more efficiently, they can support that transition into ketosis, and they're valuable tools whether you're trying to get into ketosis or just trying to manage your blood sugar better in general. Let me break down how this all works, and then we'll get into the specific herbs that can help. Understanding ketosis, the metabolic shift your body can make. Ketosis is a metabolic state where your body shifts from primarily burning glucose sugar for energy to burning fat instead. When you're in ketosis, your liver converts fat into molecules called ketones, which your brain and body can use for fuel just as efficiently, actually many people say more efficiently, than glucose. This isn't some weird biohack or unnatural state. It's a survival mechanism that's built into human physiology. Our ancestors went through periods of feast and famine. When food was scarce, especially carbohydrate-rich foods, their bodies adapted by switching to fat burning. This kept them mentally sharp and physically capable, even when they weren't eating regularly. The problem is, most of us in the modern world never give our bodies a reason to make this switch. We're constantly feeding ourselves carbohydrates, bread, pasta, rice, sugar, processed foods, and our bodies just keep burning glucose because, well, why wouldn't they? It's readily available. But here's what you need to understand about the transition. You can't just flip a switch and suddenly be in ketosis. Your body has to work through its existing glucose stores first. When you eat carbohydrates, some of that glucose goes into your bloodstream to be used immediately for energy. The excess gets stored as glycogen in your liver and muscles. Think of glycogen as your body's short-term energy storage. Your liver can store about 100 grams of glycogen, and your muscles can hold around 400 to 500 grams, depending on your muscle mass. So when you stop eating carbs, here's what happens. First, your body uses up the glucose circulating in your bloodstream. Then it starts tapping into those glycogen stores. Your liver releases glucose from glycogen to keep your blood sugar stable. Your muscles use their glycogen stores when you move and exercise. This process typically takes anywhere from 2 to 4 days, depending on how much glycogen you had stored, how active you are, and how strictly you're restricting carbs. Only after those glycogen stores are significantly depleted does your body start ramping up ketone production and shifting into true ketosis. This transition period is real, and for many people, it doesn't feel great. You might experience what people call the keto flu: fatigue, headaches, irritability, brain fog. That's your body in between fuel systems, not quite burning sugar efficiently anymore, but not yet fully adapted to burning fat. This is where understanding how to support your body through this transition becomes crucial, and this is exactly where certain herbs can play a powerful supporting role. How herbs can support your body's sugar metabolism. When I say these herbs can help your body burn through sugar, I'm talking about something specific. They help your cells take up glucose more efficiently, which clears it from your bloodstream faster. Think of it this way. Glucose in your bloodstream is like packages waiting to be delivered. Your cells are the destinations. Insulin is like the delivery truck. But sometimes the system doesn't work efficiently. Maybe your cells aren't responding well to insulin signal, insulin resistance, or maybe the delivery system is just sluggish. These herbs work in different ways, but many of them essentially help speed up or improve that delivery process. They help glucose get into cells where it can actually be used for energy rather than hanging around in your bloodstream causing problems. Why does this matter for ketosis? Because the faster you can process through your existing glucose and glycogen stores, the faster you can make that metabolic shift into fat burning. If you're trying to transition into ketosis using herbs that support glucose metabolism, along with strict carb restriction and maybe some strategic exercise, can potentially help you get there more quickly and smoothly. But here's the thing. These herbs aren't just useful for people trying to get into ketosis. They're valuable for anyone dealing with blood sugar issues, insulin resistance, or metabolic concerns. If you're eating carbs regularly, but want to minimize blood sugar spikes and crashes, these herbs can help with that too. They support your body's natural ability to process glucose efficiently. Let me introduce you to the key players, the herbs that support blood sugar metabolism. Berberine, the heavy hitter. If there's one herb that deserves special attention for blood sugar management, it's berberine. This bright yellow compound is found in several plants, including golden seal, barberry, Oregon grape, and a Chinese herb called Coptis chinensis. Berberine has been used in traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years, but modern research has really validated what traditional practitioners knew. This stuff works. Multiple studies have shown that berberine can be as effective as some pharmaceutical diabetes medications for lowering blood sugar. Here's what makes berberine particularly interesting. It activates an enzyme called AMPK, adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase. Think of AMPK as your body's metabolic master switch. When AMPK is activated, it tells your cells to start taking up glucose, it improves insulin sensitivity, it turns on fat burning, and it even stimulates the growth of new mitochondria, the powerhouses of your cells. Some researchers call berberine a metabolic regulator because it doesn't just address one aspect of blood sugar control. It works on multiple pathways simultaneously. It helps glucose get into cells. It reduces glucose production in the liver. It improves the way your gut bacteria metabolize carbohydrates. And it has anti-inflammatory effects that support overall metabolic health. For someone trying to transition into ketosis, berberine could be particularly useful because it's not just helping clear glucose from the bloodstream, it's also supporting the shift toward fat metabolism through that AMPK activation. Typical dosing for berberine is around 500 milligrams taken 2 to 3 times per day with meals. Start lower if you're new to it, as some people experience digestive upset initially. And this is important. Berberine can significantly lower blood sugar. So if you're taking any diabetes medications, you absolutely need to work with your doctor because the combination could drop your blood sugar too low. Cinnamon, the accessible ally. Cinnamon is probably the most well-known herb for blood sugar support, and there's good reason for its popularity. It's effective, it's accessible, it's inexpensive, and it tastes good, which means people actually use it consistently. The active compounds in cinnamon, particularly something called cinnamaldehyde and various polyphenols, appear to improve insulin sensitivity. They help your cells respond better to insulin signal to take up glucose. Some research suggests cinnamon may also slow the breakdown of carbohydrates in your digestive tract. meaning you get a slower, more gradual rise in blood sugar after meals rather than a sharp spike. Studies have shown that cinnamon can help lower fasting blood glucose levels. That's the blood sugar reading you'd get first thing in the morning before eating. For people with prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, regular cinnamon consumption has been associated with improvements in various blood sugar markers. The type of cinnamon matters, though. There are two main types you'll find: Ceylon cinnamon, sometimes called true cinnamon, and cassia cinnamon, the more common, cheaper variety. Cassia contains higher levels of a compound called coumarin, which can be harmful to your liver in large amounts. If you're using cinnamon regularly and in significant quantities, Ceylon is the safer choice. The beauty of cinnamon is how easy it is to incorporate. Add it to your coffee or tea, sprinkle it on food, blend it into smoothies, or take it as a supplement. If you're taking it as a supplement for blood sugar support, studies typically use doses ranging from 1 to 6 grams per day. One thing I love about cinnamon is that it's been part of traditional medicine systems around the world. Asian, Middle Eastern, African healing traditions all recognize cinnamon's value for various health issues, including digestive and metabolic concerns. This is knowledge that's been tested across centuries and cultures. Fenugreek, the fiber-rich seed. Fenugreek seeds have been used in Indian and Middle Eastern cooking and medicine for thousands of years. If you've ever had curry, you've probably tasted fenugreek. It has a slightly sweet maple-like flavor. What makes fenugreek useful for blood sugar is primarily its high content of soluble fiber. When you consume fenugreek, that fiber forms a gel-like substance in your digestive tract that slows down the digestion and absorption of carbohydrates. This means the glucose from your food enters your bloodstream more gradually rather than all at once. But fenugreek does more than just slow absorption. It also contains compounds including an amino acid called 4-hydroxyisoleucine that may help stimulate insulin secretion and improve insulin sensitivity. Some research suggests it may help reduce insulin resistance. Studies on fenugreek have shown promising results for both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. In people with type 2 diabetes, regular fenugreek consumption has been associated with improvements in fasting blood sugar and overall glycemic control. You can use fenugreek seeds whole, ground into powder, or as a supplement. Some people soak the seeds overnight and drink the water in the morning, while others incorporate the powder into smoothies or food. If you're taking it as a supplement, typical doses range from 2 to 5 grams of powdered fenugreek seed per day, often split into doses taken with meals. A word of caution: fenugreek can have a blood-thinning effect, so if you're taking anticoagulant medications, check with your doctor. Also, some people notice their sweat or urine takes on a maple syrup smell when consuming fenugreek. It's harmless, but can be surprising.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear: uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. visit omahasteaks.com. And for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Gymnema sylvester, the sugar destroyer. The Hindi name for Gymnema sylvester translates to destroyer of sugar, which gives you a hint about its traditional use. This woody climbing plant is native to India, Africa, and Australia, and it's been used in Ayurvedic medicine for over 2,000 years, specifically for conditions related to excess sugar. Gymnema has a fascinating property. When you chew the leaves, they temporarily block your ability to taste sweetness. The active compounds, called gymnemic acids, fill the sweet taste receptors on your tongue. Traditional practitioners use this as a way to reduce sugar cravings. If sweet things don't taste sweet, you're less likely to want them. But Gymnema's effects go beyond your taste buds. Research suggests it can help reduce sugar absorption in your intestines by blocking some of the sugar receptors there too. It may also help regenerate insulin-producing cells in the pancreas and improve the way those cells function. Some studies have found that Gymnema can increase insulin secretion in response to meals and improve overall insulin sensitivity. For people with type 2 diabetes, Gymnema has shown promise in reducing fasting blood sugar, post-meal blood sugar spikes, and even hemoglobin A1C, a measure of long-term blood sugar control. The research is still developing, but the traditional use has a long track record. Gymnema is typically taken as a supplement in capsule or powder form, with doses ranging from 200 to 400 milligrams of Gymnema extract per day. Like other blood sugar-lowering herbs, it's important to monitor your blood sugar if you're also taking medications, as the combination could drop levels too low. Bitter melon, the traditional Asian remedy. Bitter melon, Momardica carantia, looks like a bumpy, wrinkled cucumber and tastes exactly like its name suggests, quite bitter. It's been used in traditional medicine systems across Asia. Chinese, Indian, and Southeast Asian practices all recognized bitter melon's blood sugar benefits. The fruit contains several compounds that appear to have insulin-like effects, meaning they help glucose move from your bloodstream into your cells. These compounds include something called xarantine, which is actually a mixture of compounds, vicine, and a polypeptide that acts similarly to insulin. What's interesting about bitter melon is that different parts of the plant, the fruit, seeds, leaves, and roots, all seem to have blood sugar lowering effects, though the fruit is most commonly used. Traditional use often involves eating the fruit as a vegetable. It's common in stir fries, or drinking the juice, though it's definitely an acquired taste due to the bitterness. Modern research has shown that bitter melon can help lower blood sugar levels, though the quality of studies varies. It appears to work through multiple mechanisms, improving glucose uptake by cells, reducing glucose production by the liver, and possibly preserving the function of insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. If you're adventurous, you can find fresh bitter melon at Asian grocery stores and cook with it. More practically for most people, it's available as a supplement in capsule or extract form. Dosing varies widely depending on the form and concentration, so follow the manufacturer's recommendations. One caution with bitter melon, it can be quite potent in lowering blood sugar. So again, if you're on diabetes medications, medical supervision is important. Also, it's not recommended during pregnancy. Ginger and turmeric, the anti-inflammatory duo, I'm grouping these two together because they're related plants, both from the Zingiberaceae family. They're often used together and they work through somewhat similar mechanisms, primarily their powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Chronic inflammation is increasingly recognized as a key factor in insulin resistance and metabolic dysfunction. When your body is in a state of chronic low-grade inflammation, it interferes with insulin signaling and makes it harder for your cells to respond to insulin properly. This is where ginger and turmeric come in. Ginger contains compounds called gingerols and shogols that have been shown to help improve insulin sensitivity and reduce fasting blood sugar. Some research suggests ginger may help reduce hemoglobin A1C in people with type 2 diabetes. It also appears to have protective effects on pancreatic cells and may help reduce some of the oxidative stress that contributes to diabetes complications. Turmeric's main active compound is curcumin, which has been extensively studied for its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. For blood sugar specifically, curcumin appears to help improve insulin sensitivity, reduce insulin resistance, and may even help prevent the progression from prediabetes to full diabetes. Some research suggests it may help preserve the function of insulin-producing beta cells in the pancreas. The challenge with turmeric is that curcumin isn't very well absorbed by the body on its own. This is why you'll often see it combined with black pepper, which contains piperine, a compound that dramatically increases curcumin absorption, or formulated with fats, since curcumin is fat-soluble. Both ginger and turmeric are wonderfully versatile. You can use fresh root in cooking, make teas, add powdered forms to smoothies or golden milk, or take them as supplements. For blood sugar support, typical recommendations are around 1 to 3 grams of ginger per day or 500 to 2,000 milligrams of curcumin from turmeric extract. These two are generally very safe, though ginger can have blood thinning effects. So caution if you're on anticoagulants, and very high doses of turmeric might cause digestive upset in some people. Putting it all together, practical application. Now that you understand what these herbs do and how they work, let's talk about how to actually use this information. If you're trying to transition into ketosis, here's a practical approach. Start with strict carb restriction. This is non-negotiable. You need to get your carb intake very low, typically under 20 to 50 grams per day, depending on your individual metabolism and activity level. The herbs are supporting players, not the main show. Add strategic exercise. Physical activity burns through glycogen stores in your muscles. Even just going for a brisk walk or doing some resistance training can help deplete those stores more quickly. You don't need to exhaust yourself, but movement helps. Incorporate the herbs. Based on the research, berberine would be my top choice for supporting the transition into ketosis because of its AMPK activating effects. You might combine it with cinnamon, which is easy to add to food or coffee, and perhaps ginger or turmeric for their anti-inflammatory benefits. Start with one or two herbs rather than taking everything at once. This lets you see how your body responds and makes it easier to identify any issues. Monitor how you feel. The transition can be uncomfortable, but the herbs might help smooth it out. Pay attention to your energy levels, mental clarity, and any symptoms of the keto flu. If you have a blood glucose monitor, checking your fasting blood sugar can give you feedback on how things are working. Be patient. Even with herbal support, the transition into ketosis typically takes at least a few days. Your body needs time to upregulate the enzymes and processes involved in fat burning and ketone production. If you're not trying to get into ketosis but just want better blood sugar control, the approach is different. Focus on the herbs that reduce post-meal spikes. Fenugreek and cinnamon are particularly good for this because they slow carbohydrate absorption and improve insulin sensitivity. Take them with your meals. Consider berberine for overall metabolic support, especially if you're dealing with insulin resistance or prediabetes. The research on berberine is quite strong. Use Gymnema if sugar cravings are a major issue. That temporary blocking of sweet taste receptors can be a useful tool. Add ginger and turmeric for their broader anti-inflammatory benefits that support metabolic health overall. Combine herbal support with dietary improvements. Even if you're not going full keto, reducing refined carbohydrates and sugar while increasing fiber, healthy fats, and protein will amplify the benefits of these herbs. A realistic combination might look like this: berberine, 500 milligrams 2 to 3 times per day with meals, cinnamon, 1 to 2 teaspoons daily in coffee, tea, or food, fenugreek, 2 to 5 grams per day split between meals, ginger, turmeric, fresh and cooking, or 1 to 2 grams supplemental per day. Quality matters when it comes to herbal supplements. The supplement industry is unfortunately not well regulated, and quality can vary dramatically between brands. Look for products that have been third-party tested. Labels like USP, NSF, or Consumer Lab are good signs, and buy from reputable companies. For something like turmeric, where absorption is an issue, look for products that include piperine or are formulated for enhanced bioavailability. Important safety considerations. I need to be really clear about this. These herbs can significantly affect your blood sugar levels, which is exactly why they're useful, but it's also why they require caution. If you're taking any diabetes medications, whether it's metformin, sulfonylureas, insulin, or any other medication that lowers blood sugar, you need to work with your doctor before adding these herbs. The combination could drop your blood sugar dangerously low, a condition called hypoglycemia that can cause shakiness, confusion, rapid heartbeat, and in severe cases, loss of consciousness or worse. This isn't theoretical. Berberine in particular is powerful enough that it can work as well as some diabetes drugs, which means combining them without medical supervision is genuinely risky. If you're pregnant or nursing, most of these herbs haven't been adequately studied for safety during pregnancy, and some, like fenugreek and bitter melon, have traditional uses that suggest they could affect pregnancy. This is a time to be extra cautious and work with a knowledgeable healthcare provider. If you're taking blood thinners or have a bleeding disorder, be aware that several of these herbs, fenugreek, ginger, turmeric, have blood thinning properties. Again, medical guidance is important. Start low and go slow. When you're introducing any new herb, especially ones that affect metabolism and blood sugar, start with lower doses and see how your body responds. You can always increase if needed, but it's much better than starting high and having an unpleasant reaction. Watch for interactions. These herbs can interact with various medications beyond just diabetes drugs. If you're taking multiple medications, have a conversation with your pharmacist or doctor about potential interactions. Quality control is crucial. I mentioned this earlier, but it bears repeating. Not all supplements are created equal. Poor quality products might not contain what they claim, might contain contaminants, or might have wildly inconsistent dosing from batch to batch. This matters more with something that's actively affecting your physiology. Listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right, whether that's digestive upset, unusual fatigue, dizziness, or anything else, stop taking the herb and talk to a healthcare provider. Trust your instincts. One more thing. These herbs are tools, not magic bullets. They work best as part of a comprehensive approach that includes good nutrition, adequate sleep, stress management, and physical activity. If you're living on processed foods and sugar while taking berberine, you're working against yourself. The herbs can support and enhance your efforts, but they can't overcome a fundamentally unhealthy lifestyle. Closing thoughts. There's something powerful about reclaiming knowledge that's been part of human healing traditions for thousands of years. These herbs weren't discovered yesterday in a laboratory. They were identified and refined through countless generations of observation and use. Traditional practitioners didn't have blood glucose meters or A1C tests, but they recognized patterns, they saw what worked, and they passed that knowledge forward. Modern research is now validating much of that traditional wisdom, helping us understand the mechanisms behind why these plants work. That intersection of ancestral knowledge and contemporary science is where some of the most interesting healing happens. Blood sugar dysregulation is one of the defining health challenges of our time. The rates of prediabetes, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome are staggering and still climbing. Part of this is absolutely about our modern diet and lifestyle. We're eating in ways and living in ways that our bodies weren't designed for. But part of the solution can involve reconnecting with plant medicines that have been supporting human health and metabolism for millennia. Whether you're interested in ketosis as a metabolic approach, dealing with blood sugar challenges, or just wanting to support your overall metabolic health, these herbs offer practical tools. They're not a substitute for medical care when that's needed, but they can be powerful allies in taking control of your health. I'd love to hear from you if you try any of these approaches. What works for your body? What changes do you notice? The beauty of this kind of health exploration is that we can learn from each other's experiences while taking individual responsibility for our own well-being. Remember, your body has remarkable capabilities built into it, including the ability to switch between fuel sources, regulate its own blood sugar when given the right support, and heal when provided with the right conditions. Sometimes that support comes from reducing what doesn't serve us, excess carbohydrates, processed foods, chronic stress, and sometimes it comes from adding in what does serve us, like these herbs that have been part of the human healing toolkit for thousands of years. Be well, and here's to stable blood sugar and strong metabolic health. A note from Andrea. I'm sharing this information as an educator and researcher, not as medical advice. Always work with qualified healthcare providers for your individual health concerns, especially when dealing with blood sugar issues or when taking medications. The information in this article is for educational purposes and should not replace professional medical guidance. Before we wrap up, I want to emphasize something important. This information about herbs and blood sugar management, this is ancestral knowledge meeting modern science. These aren't fad supplements or trendy biohacks. These are plants that have been part of human healing traditions for thousands of years. Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, indigenous healing practices across continents. Modern research is now validating what traditional practitioners knew through generations of observation and use. That intersection of ancestral wisdom and contemporary science is where real healing happens. Blood sugar dysregulation is one of the defining health challenges of our time. The rates of prediabetes, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome keep climbing. Part of the solution involves reconnecting with plant medicines that have been supporting human metabolic health for millennia. Whether you're interested in ketosis specifically or just want better metabolic health, these herbs offer practical tools. They're not a substitute for medical care when you need it, but they can be powerful allies. All the detailed information from today's episode, including dosing, safety considerations, and full citations of the research, is available in written form on my Substack. I'll put the link in the show notes. And if this resonated with you, leave a review, share it with someone who needs to hear it, and subscribe so you don't miss the next episode where we're talking about why women's hormones make ketosis so much more complicated and what to do about it. I'm Asha, Andrea's assistant, and this is Path of a Green Witch podcast. Thank you so much for listening.